you can find. Glad to see that I can help make your life a little easier. And I can never put a call I felt. You need to think about your behavior.
Another edition of Butch on Sports is ready for you. I am Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, on a, yes, immediately cutting off the music, on a Wednesday. Oh, boy. Oh, the hump. I can't wait for Friday. I can't wait. I gotta have it now. Hey. Let's get to some sports news that you can't get enough of. And this is an abbreviated version of Butch on Sports, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because, hey, it's Wednesday, and some things are going on and some things are not. But what's going on is Reggie Jackson is no longer a Detroit Piston. No, he's not. Yes, Reggie Jackson came to Detroit to be the outside to Andre Drummond's inside. And boys and girls, that never came to be. A rash of injuries by Jackson that kept him on the bench or on workman's compensation. Of course, Drummond has been traded to Cleveland. And we'll get to him in a moment there. And it was time for, I guess, the time for the Pistons to move on with Jackson there as well there. I don't know. It's a lot more to it than that. Pistons will never tell. But the Pistons have, and Jackson agreed to take a buyout. Jackson played only 14 games this season due to injuries, but he averaged 14.9 points, 5.1 assists when he played, some of it coming off the bench, plus his shooting average was 37.8% from the three-point line. Jackson making $18 million this season in the final year of his five-year contract, took a buyout for the rest of the money. $80 million contract he inked back in 2015 by Stan Van Gundy, who is, yes, no longer with the Pistons either, because he was the vice president, general manager, and coach. And boy, this team got screwed up from that point on here. Boy, you can't get any better than that here. Well, Jackson got some free will is there, as the rumor takes that once he clears waivers, he will be property of the Clippers, who is going to gladly, hopefully, pick him up unless someone gets in there and say, you can't have him. By the way, Reggie Jackson is a good friend of Paul George. So, friends and friends. Friends and family. Think about it. You got nothing else to do. Pistons will be playing this Friday against the Milwaukee Bucks. And you can enjoy the gutter. I mean, the Detroit Pistons. at your leisure. I don't know what came about to just crash the team there. And a lot of the moves I have made and conversation I have had, it's been all leading to this maybe a couple of years back, okay? And now they're finally, you know, getting the groove on, saying that, you know, we don't need them anymore. Hey, you know, what the heck? What can you say? What can you say? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm quite sure tickets will be doggone near free pretty soon here, so you can get on down to see the Detroit Pistons skunk it up and give them one of them memento type of draft choices, or maybe getting the lottery, or maybe they may fool us all and get into the playoffs because the Eastern Division is just not what it pan out to be. What can I say? Here's some good news here. Ryan Newman, if you don't remember, late Monday evening, I had just got off doing the show, The Game, on the ESPN 1400, which I'm on every Monday along with hosts Scott Nason, E.J. Russell, and Dave McKay. And the news about the wreck was just totally devastating. I had watched it, didn't want to kind of mention it because it was going off the air without giving all the details. Excuse me, all the details was not given because of him being rushed to the hospital and trying to get better. But in 2 days after that particular wreck was just devastating to look at, Ryan Newman has been released from the hospital this afternoon with his two girls side by side. Yes, according to the Rush Fenway Racing, he showed great improvement following the horrific crash on Monday night. On the final lap of the Daytona 500, Ryan Newman and his wife Chrissy, by the way, just 3 days, 4 days before, the NASCAR driver was injured in the crash of the Daytona 500, had announced that and shared it on Twitter that they were getting divorced after 16 years. Now, we continually to jointly raise the girls, but we don't know those plans are going to be completed now. Maybe something good in the air where the family can stay together. And something like this will kind of jolt your mind a little bit here. Life is a precious thing. And hopefully something's worked out where, yes, everybody stay together, but we are happy that Ryan Newman walked out the hospital today and hopefully gets better very quick and get back on his feet to do the things that he loved to do. He was a huge, huge advocate of safety. So everyone that I talked to from NASCAR who are involved in it locally here can bow for that guy. You know, very much so. TSN Frank Cervelli confirmed Wednesday afternoon that Los Angeles Kings has shipped defenseman Alex Martinez to the Vegas Golden Knights. Of course, all this week, since maybe last Friday, the NHL has been trading people left and right. And it's going to continue. So, kind of hold your nose, because maybe some Red Wings might be flying away too. Speaking of the Detroit Red Wings, they won over Montreal just last night. They sweep the series, beating Montreal twice in Detroit and twice in Montreal. You'll never get that doggone particular scenario going all over again. But it happened this year. Red Wings, the worst team in the NHL, beat up on Montreal. Of course, Detroit Red Wings, the NHL, and the NHL Players Association, they held a press conference yesterday on Pacific, where Learn, Play, and Score initiative was announced. This initiative will invest $1 million in a partnership with the Detroit Red Wings, Detroit Red Wings Foundation, the NHL, and the NHL Players Association industry to grow funds and expand access to the game of hockey across the city of Detroit. That means a lot of free tickets are going to be given away to communities, youth, to be able to see hockey for the first time, maybe in their livelihood here. and also a lot of other experiences in the sport of hockey through a distant array of events and engagements over the next 2 years. So for the city of Detroit and southeastern Michigan, that is pretty doggone good to hear that the youth are going to get more exposure now. And hopefully they do more investing in youth hockey, especially in the city of Detroit. It is needed. There's a lot of kids that if the sport is introduced to them, they would do some marvelous doggone things. And hopefully that happens for those kids there. That in many years, hockey's been taboo and for minorities in the city of Detroit. Cleveland Browns offensive lineman Greg Robinson was arrested by Border Control on Monday for possession of a lot of marijuana, according to TMZ. Yeah, TMZ. Robinson, 27 years old, was stopped at the U.S.-Mexican border near Sierra Blanca. He was arrested, and he is still in custody. While TMZ has not specifically said how much marijuana was found, Robinson was charged with possession with attempt to distribute and suggested authorities to discover a substance, a substantial amount. So this guy was loaded up and thought no more of the increased policing at the border. Another Cleveland Brown making a yo-yo stupid kind of error. When will it stop? Former Michigan, University of Michigan doctor was investigated after being accused of sexual abuse. The University of Michigan said Wednesday they're asking any former patients of Robert E. Anderson who believe they were subject to sexual misconduct during the medical examination to contact the University of Michigan's compliance hotline. Anderson, who died in 2008, served as the director at University Health Center and was a doctor for the Wolverine football team under both Shin Beckler and Lloyd Carr. He worked at the University of Michigan from 1968 until he retired in 2003. The university said Wednesday that the U of M police are opening up the investigation into Anderson's in June of 2018 after a former student athlete contacted the director Wade Manuel to detail abuse during a medical examination by Anderson in the early 1970s. That ought to be a dill pickle to kind of doggone investigate. Really? Come on. Really? Whew. Things are getting hot around here in the United States here. And on the evening of the debate, of Democratic debate and all here, I'm going to just leave this alone. I am. I just think it's should be. Hey, tonight is wrestling, okay? NXT, AEW, whatever you pick, or just have those screens switched back and forth, put it on delay, tape it, whatever you're going to do. It's wrestling night in my home, and I'm going to enjoy some of it here. By golly, yes, I am here. And with that note, I am going to say goodbye. Yes, I'm going to say goodbye to you all and say Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions on this abbreviated version of Butch on Sports that you can always catch on Facebook. Go to Facebook, Butch on Sports on Facebook, and get it there. Or go to Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchToO.Podomatic.com. And yes, get some sports news that you can't, yes, I repeat, you can't get enough of there. Also, join me on Monday on the Game Sports Show there every Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock. Yes, dealing with local, state, national, and world sports news and a heavenly conversation Yeah, it's called the Roundtable Discussion there. With myself, maybe joining on in with E.J. Russell, Dave McCake, and of course, host and all-around good guy, Scott Mason. Yes, you can deal with that there on Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock, 1400. Or, yes, go to the podcast at thegamesportsshow.com. Find it there along with this show, Put You On Sports. Or go to thegamesportsshow.potbean.com. Yes. You can also get Butch on Sports on iTunes, boys and girls. Yes, you can. And with all that saying, I'm going to wish you goodbye. You guys have a pleasant rest of the week and a good weekend. And join us on Sunday evening here.